Yeah, so here we are, thedailypost.org.
My name's recording now?
Yeah, I'm testing recording.
So we're not going to get my awkward, are we recording now messages at the beginning then? Because those are always a delight. I love turning on podcast and hearing a bunch of people say, oh, are we recording now?
Well, technically, since this isn't podcast, I'll just continue. You can have your awkward responses.
Yes! It's mine!
Yeah. So welcome to a mini cast. Yeah, we just talked for like half an hour and we didn't record it, despite me being like, yeah, I should probably record something with you guys to address.
There was
what's
this really
on.
Funny part where I was making roof roof noises and Rick responded in a really funny way, but now it's lost forever.
Oh yeah, it's gone.
Oh, are we recording now?
Yeah, we are.
Zombies.
I'm not adding zombies. Music to this. Fuck that
zombies.
Noise. Yeah, this is. I'm just gonna put Thriller in the background for like 2 minutes.
Night. Something says about this says your heart.
Yeah,
it's a good thing you know the words to Thriller, Ben.
It's a good thing I remember the lyrics. Yeah. It almost stops your heart. You try to scream, but Darrow takes you with something, something, something. You're paralyzed.
Cause it is Thriller. Thriller.
Guys,
night.
I don't think cannon fodder would listen to this podcast. It's pretty stupid.
Right, so that's such a ridiculous exaggeration. Cannon fodder would listen to any podcast.
this podcast was formed mostly for me to tell you guys that I've been joking. Like, and no one will believe me, I swear.
April Fools, motherfuckers.
Yeah, it was my quote-unquote leaving, my quote-unquote blowing up and all that. Like, everything for the past 2 days, I think it's been now, it's just been me, like...
Long story short, Rick had a serious mental breakdown, but now he's trying to hide it by blaming it on trolling.
Yeah, because trolling fixes everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just trolling, guys. Hitler was just trolling.
Hitler was just trolling. Yeah. Hitler was pretty good at trolling.
That slanderous troll.
That slanderous troll. Thinking of it all those true and honest Jews.
But yeah, people were being dumb, and then I realized how dumb I was being in response to dumb people. So... My way of fixing it was to be even further dumb to show them how dumb they were acting. It was fairly complicated. It made sense at the time.
Rick is simultaneously the greatest troll and the worst troll. He's like Schrodinger's troll.
Yeah, I am. Am I alive? Am I dead?
In a quantum state of being both the greatest troll imaginable and the worst troll imaginable.
Well, I sat down when I was dealing with all this shit, and it had been bothering me the past couple days about, like, I was honestly mad, and, you know, I still believe in the certain points that I made, but when I realized that I was spending most of my time on POS dealing with infighting and petty arguments and not having any fun, and I was actually taking it seriously, like, taking POS seriously, what the fuck? And, you know, I mean, I take it seriously in the fact that I want to produce great content and make it big, but not in the way of, man, I should get Anti and SK together on an Image Fest. That would be awesome. You know? And let them fucking sing Kumbaya and shit like that. That's retarded. You know, it's not my job to make people get along. It's my job to enforce rules.
I think instead of take... Oh, I'm sorry I interrupted you. Were you still saying things?
No, we're recording now, Soap.
Right. podcast, yes. But anyway, the cool thing I was going to say is that instead of taking it seriously, we should take it easy.
Yeah, we should take it easy.
Take it easy.
Take it easy! But yeah, I realized how seriously I was taking it, and I kept flashing back to serious business emoticon, and like, this is so dumb. This is Cruz discussing
this is
politics.
Like Cruz discussing politics.
I'm like, why am I taking this so seriously? And I decided one of the things I needed to do was do something so ridiculous that people would recognize how dumb drama is and stop making it. You know, so I thought I'd make some over-the-top drama And I'm like, well, how do I make drama? Who's good at making drama? Isao's making good at drama. What would Isao do in my place? You know? And obviously,
it's the question everyone asks themselves before making a major life decision.
Yes. Yeah. And, well, if the major life decision is to do something dumb, something so over-the-top dumb that people realize to stop being dumb. I didn't think it out. End of the story is I didn't really think. I was just like, well, you know, thinking on my feet has worked so far. And I'm like, well, Isao would leave forever for a day. And I'm like, man, I'm going to leave boss for a day.
That's what he's done in the past.
I'm going to be like, I'm taking my football and going home. And apparently people took me seriously.
And then you come back the next day and say, oh, I forgot my football.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what I wanted to do. And then I came back and everyone was still taking me seriously. I thought everyone would be like having a joke, being like, haha, he made Yoshi admin.
Hey, Rick, what if I were to tell you that we were trolling you by pretending to take it seriously?
I hope so, because I was really fucking like, they're really taking me seriously. A lot of Ben said was true, though, that I wasn't spending any time on the site. I was more and more kind of, what's the word I'm thinking of, Ben? You used it once or twice. I'm disconnected or something
disconnected.
Like from the community.
Out of the loop sort of idea.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not entirely sure what you're talking about. But yeah,
on those lines, you know, I'm just disconnected and out of the loop and all those fancy words.
Alienated's a pretty cool word.
Alienated. Well, not so much alienated.
No, not quite.
Alienated.
But it has the word alien in it. Come on.
Yep. It's about aliens, it works.
Yeah.
I think for that one, we should just talk with words that sound cool but don't necessarily have anything even remotely to do with our intended meaning.
That's a good story that I'm going to tell you later about Krem. Yeah, give me a
nice ejaculation there, Ben.
yeah.
Let me.
I'm going to erect a statue in honor of it.
Come. Well, I should really tell people what happened before we go on to part two of this, not actually a boss cast.
Part of my erection.
Of Ben's erection cast. We're erecting a cast.
Please name this erection cast.
It will be.
More like erection assed.
I'm just going to name it Erection 2009.
The erection cast, which it's the boss cast we erected in honor of our ejaculation of Rick trolling.
Yeah, so in the end, it was really just me being like, I'm going to do something silly and over the top, and it'll be a funny troll, and people will be like, haha, man, we were acting kind of dumb. We shouldn't take the fact that Wonder Garden is named Wonder Garden seriously. Or
it's a big deal, guys. It's a big deal.
You know, or that, you know, or things that happened years, like a year ago. It shouldn't matter. I mean, I understand that people were being dumb a year ago, but we were all being dumb a year ago. We just didn't realize it. You know,
2 years ago. It's 2 years ago, Rick. You have to delete everything from 2 years ago.
Yeah.
1 year from now, we'll be deleting everything from last summer.
Kind of like in Magic the Gathering. Everything rotates out every year.
But yeah, it's pretty much that, and I really kind of felt bad today because even Soap didn't get it. No one got it, and then I'm like, haha, this is kind of funny that no one's getting it. But Soap will show up, and everything will be fixed, and he didn't get it either.
Yeah, maybe I just saw it. Maybe I saw it in the
future change.
Yeah, maybe I talked over somebody at the wrong time of day or something. I don't even know, but
it was more or less. Like, when Soap didn't get it, I more or less was like, shit, now I'm stuck. Because, like, if I show up and I'm just like, hey, I was trolling, everyone would be like, oh, bullshit, get the fuck out, faggot. You know, but if I don't show up, people are just going to be pissed. You know, forever. And it wasn't my intention. It would be more drama. So I'm like, how do I fix this? Well, obviously, I get Ben and Soap together for a podcast.
No, what you do is you slap a water energy on that son of a bitch.
I wish I had played that and got that joke.
It's a
Brandon Grimes joke, actually.
Yeah, it's something only us Canadians would understand.
Yeah, us Canadians. Me and so, we're from the hood.
Number one in the hood, G.
Yeah, I'm in South Canada.
Canadian
colony of Georgia.
I think
it's kind of like what Alaska is to America.
So yeah, that kind of happened, and I felt kind of silly that people took it so seriously. So I made that one post in the PM's topic, like, okay, well, if they didn't get it before, let's make something retarded and post it, and let's see what the reaction is to that. Like, will they catch on? Will they be like, is he trolling us? And then I could be like, ha ha, I was. And yeah, that didn't happen. Great job, Rick. End of the story is just like, you blew it, Rick.
You blew it.
Yeah.
You blew it.
Yeah, so I don't really know. I didn't really know how to quote-unquote come back to the website. I never left. You know? I just... It seemed like a good idea at the time. And I still think it was a good idea in a way of everyone now realizes how dumb drama is.
Yeah, it turned out good in the end.
You know? But...
Because now we just all hate Rick instead of each other.
Well, I guess that's okay. Believe me, everyone...
Seriously, though, like, that Rick, fuck that guy. Seriously.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Like, how? Who would think that I would leave forever? Like, honestly.
You didn't say you were leaving forever. You said you were going on vacation.
But people did think I was leaving forever.
Yeah, I don't know why people would have thought you were leaving forever. Like, nobody leaves forever, even if they do leave forever. Like, yeah. If you say you're leaving forever, even then you don't. So if you don't say you're leaving forever, there's, like, no chance of it.
Yeah. I didn't understand why. Maybe I wasn't clear enough in my trolling. I'm not good at trolling. I've never done it. I'm usually too honest for trolling.
Just hire me next time. I'm pretty okay at it. I got a trolling thread.
Yeah. I'll just give you my password next time, Ben, let you take over my account for
okay. That'd be really awesome.
Maybe that's how I'll actually leave. That's actually how I'll leave. Like, if I ever do get so sick of Foster, I ever need to actually leave for a long period of time, I'll just give Ben my password and let him pretend to be me for a couple months.
Oh, man. Can you imagine? That would rule so hard.
Him, Spatulator, and Auntie all pretending to be me.
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool if, like, man, maybe we should, like, get together and just make an admin-only joke account.
We should. That would be a great idea one of these days.
It's a good thing we don't already have one of those. Guys.
Ha ha, you guys never knew it was Krem all along. It was the joke account. We just
better
got tired
watch
of
out for that. My first joke account chap, he's pretty serious.
Yeah, so I should have just had Ben be me for a few days, really.
Yeah, it would have been pretty awesome.
That would have been great. But then people would have gotten more pissy, because it'd be like, you let these guys have their own personal board. No, you let them have their fucking admin account, whatever.
you gave that guy too many oats.
Why is his karma more than mine?
Fucking karma.
People sure are policing their karma. yo, post joke. But yeah, so that's basically what happened. I still back a lot of my. I'm trying to think of the word to say. Like, this is kind of confusing. I've been working all day. I'm tired, but I still back a lot of the points that I had. I still believe that Paw should have Wonder Garden on it because, like, who the fuck cares what it's named? We're going to have that section either way. Like, there's going to be an art and music section. Who the fuck cares if it's Wonder Garden or fucking Bill's Taco Stand? You know?
It's a big deal, Rick. It's a big deal.
Just let's go on the record and say that the next PAW section will be called Bill's Taco Stand.
It should be. You know?
Or maybe the next, or maybe a Junk Heap edition down the road.
It, we should just make Soap's Cool Page next. That still has to happen.
I would love to make a cool page.
But yeah, I still believe that should happen. Not because it should be Anti's personal board or that I want him to be around so much I'm going to give him superpower. I want him to be around, but I also want SK to be around, or I would have just banned him for being retarded long ago. You know? Or I would have just banned... who else is there? I would have banned Your Average Joe. I would have banned Krem when he started being a problem, not when he was legally insane. You know, I would have banned so many people if I didn't want them around.
Tell me more stories about Krem being batshit insane.
I don't think I should put them on recording because it's...
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of really rude.
Didn't you do that last time?
What was it? There was a story I was going to end on about Krem. I'll tell that in a second. Okay. Regardless, I still believe that that there should be a section for the interests that fall into the group of Wonder Garden because no wait, let me finish. Because I know it sounds stupid talking about all this, but honestly. You know, there should be an art and music section because not everybody's interested in image fests and video fests. Sometimes they're interested in other shit, and we should have spots for them. And the reason why quote-unquote Wonder Garden is so small right now is not because you guys are terribly egocentric fucking elitists, even though you are. You know, it's
we try our best to be, at least.
You know, yeah, you are, but it's because we don't have any place on the site for... really music or art or anything cool like that, and to draw people in, we should, and then Wonder Garden will be bigger, just like how we make our image fest and then we get people coming in and making their own.
I've tried my hardest to promote the image of Wonder Garden as being this elitist egocentric place where nobody's accepted, but it, you know,
even the people who are Wonder Garden are not accepted by each other.
Exactly. I hate everyone in Wonder Garden, and they all hate me, and we all hate each other.
That's
there's only one thing we all have in common, and that's we all especially hate Spat.
Yeah, Spat we hate most. I think that's kind of what groups you with POS. That's the reason why I gave you your own section. It's because we all equally hate Spat. Like white, black, Wonder Garden, or the Daily POS normal member. We all, you know, hate our Spat one pant leg at a time.
That's what brings us all together.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's my whole point. A lot of what I said I still agree with. I was tired of being so serious about it. So, this is what's gonna happen. I'm gonna make all these things happen, and I don't give a shit what anyone else thinks. I'm not gonna talk about it or be Mr. Nice Guy about it, like... I've long since given up trying to be talking to people because, you know, people are dumb. I'm just going to do what I think is right, and I'm not going to get in arguments about it. If I feel like Wonder Garden should have its place on the site like I do, it's going to happen. Because I'm King Rick 56, motherfucker! You know?
Tyrant Rick.
They don't call him King the King... King,
they don't call me Krem.
That's right, they don't call you Krem.
You know?
Nope.
And they certainly don't call you it for nothing.
But yeah, it's like, I want the site to go a certain way, and rather than convince people, I'm just going to do it. Action speaks louder than words, and when it turns out awesome, people will be behind the idea. But until then, I'll fucking just do it myself.
You can say you were trolling.
And yeah, I could say it was trolling. I'd be like, I was like, what would Isao do?
It's a perfect plan.
You know, so it's win-win for me either way, but yeah, that's
I had this really good image on my computer, but I think I lost it. It was like this notepad, and it was like scribbled on it. It said, secret plan, and then it said, step one, make ridiculous claims, and then step two, when called out, say I was trolling. I never got a chance to use it, but I enjoyed it.
That was one of the major reasons why I was hesitant to say anything at all, because I knew people would just say bullshit. If I was thinking for more than 10 seconds when I first started doing it, I would have been like, well, they probably would call me out on it later and not believe me, but it was funny at the time, so at least it was worth it to me. Like, I laughed my ass off that first night. Everyone's like, oh shit, Ray's pissed, and I'm just like laughing and going to sleep 5 minutes later, like, that was awesome. Those faggots didn't even understand. Man, Soap and me are going to have a great laugh tomorrow. But yeah, regardless, Krem story time, pull up a chair. Krem once admitted to me that he would go around and use words that he knew of, but did not know the meaning to. Yeah. He would, sorry, my mic popped out a little bit there. He would go around and use all these words he didn't know the meanings of to all sorts of people. He would just be like, you know, man, that's really, insert really large.
It's Bedellian-ish.
Yeah, it's, no, only he would know it was a real word, but he just wouldn't understand.
That is a real word.
Hey guys, what's ejaculating?
Yeah, pretty much.
Squipedalian's a real word. It refers to big words, actually, I think.
Yeah, he would just do that, and he would not tell... He would not... A lot of people wouldn't catch on to it until he blundered into using a big word, and an English teacher overheard him. Maybe it may have been his. I'm not sure if he told me further on that, but he's like... He was using big words and impressing people. And he's like, I was feeling pretty good. And then this English teacher was like, that's not how you use that word, son.
See, the thing is, people are so insecure about their vocabularies that they'll pretend to go along with it and pretend they know what it means because they don't want to admit to being so dumb that they don't.
And he was like, oh?
So did he say he was trolling when he got called out?
Yeah. He was trolling. He was also like, yeah, he.
Oh, I was pronouncing that wrong.
Nice work. Were you trolling? And he's dead. Moving along.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, so that's basically all I wanted to say. People are still not going to believe me. This sucks.
Well,
at least
that wasn't a terribly unreasonable story about Krem. I'd do that.
At least Ben believes me.
I'd do that. Like, I did that in an instant. I probably have done that.
Been oh, I've done it before. I'm pretty sure a lot of people have.
Yeah.
Well, regardless. Any final thoughts, dudes, before I end this erection cast?
What aren't we going
to
do?
Do you have anything else to ejaculate? Do you have anything else to ejaculate, Soap?
Yes, I have lots of things. For more information, ask your mom.
Ooh. Ooh. Bone zone. Bone zone in the house.
Daddy, what's it feel like to be pwned?
Just ask your mother.
Okay, and Ben, what are your final thoughts? Yeah, we have started recording.
I ain't faking this.
This has all been a sound test all along. Let's start the real recording.
Okay, so are we recording it?
Yes. Hello, Gamebrick 56 of the Daily Pop.
Zombies.
Blah, 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 blah. I should just name this, like, I should put up a topic that's, like, super serious and just link, like, to the music, to this.
Oh, well. I was ready to bust some ghosts.